Music can be a potential power for evil as well as for good. I tell several stories here in the book. The one story is about Steve Turville and how he turned his heart into a halo. Steve and his dear wife received the Scars and the Stars Award at this church last fall. They had their son who went to be a missionary in Colorado. Lived in this home with two other young Christian boys and tried to reach the kids that were into drugs and crime. And they had real success, they felt, with this one kid and invited him to come and live with them. And one night, that kid pulled out a gun and shot and killed the other three roommates that he had. And Turville's son was one of the three murdered. Then he went outdoors and he got into Turville's car and drove to the university where he would kill his ex-girlfriend. By the time he got there, the news had reached the police, and there was a SWAT team. And when he moved with his gun across a window, a rifleman took him out before he could kill her. Turville went to get his son's car and bring it back here to Santa Ana and put on the speaker system, the entertainment center. And out came the most horrible music with the most horrific lyrics he'd ever heard. This kid had put that music and was listening to it as he left the murder scene and went out to murder his girlfriend. Demonic. Stuff being written and produced and broadcast and sung. What does it mean? It means, for God's sake, you and I had better take control of our lives and our children. The country can't do it for you. Put music into your life. Music that has positive lyrics. Music that has positive rhythms. Music that will heal. Music that has the sounds that generate tranquility and creativity, not the kind of sounds or rhythms that can generate tension.
Yeah.
music. Turn people to Satan. Demonic.
Footwear is quite fashionable.
Thank you.
May I insert my penis in you?
Yes.
You got some balls on you.
I sure do. Two of them, right below my penis.